Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Radhe, Jaya Radha Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Panchatattva, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jami Shabhat, Pranam Sargachara, Sotasa, Srimad, Ishi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Is contributing founder Chara, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jami Shabhat, Pranam Sargachara, Sotasa, Srimad, Bhaktivedanta Siddhi Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada ki. Namachar Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Shri Rup Sanatan Bhattaraghunath, Shri Jai Gopal Bhattadas Raghunath, Sat Goswami Prabhupada ki. प्रेम से कही जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की मायापुर नवदीप धाम की ब्रजभूमि मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की श्री श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरियस टू असेंबली वोटीश All glories to Assembly Bodhish, all glories to Assembly Bodhish, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada ki cha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam naranshaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jaya mudire nashta prayesho bhadresho nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki mukam karoti vachalam pangam langayatim krim yat kripatam vande shri guru dinatarinam paramanandam madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram Hare Krishna. So today we are having two verse, that is verse number 36 and 37. So 36 I am reciting and then 37 we will be reciting together. So Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinani cha Vikshaya Siddha Uttama Priti Rama Madhavayor Nipa. So translation, O King Parikshit, when Rama and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan and the banks of the river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. now the verse 37. So we'll be reciting together. Evam Rajoka Sampritim Yachanto Bala Chestitai Kalvaka Sokalena Vatsapalo Babhuvatu Evam Rajoka Sampritim Yachanto Bala Chestitai Kalavake Sokalena Vatsapalo Babhuvatu Evam Rajoka Sampritim Yachanto Bala Chestitai Kalavake Sokalena Vatsapalo Babhuvatu Evam Rajoka Sampritim Yachanto Bala Evam Rajoka Sampritim Yachanto Bala Chestitai Kalavake Sokalena Vatsapalo Babhuvatu. Okay, so now word to word, please repeat after me. Evam, please respond. Evam, in this way, Vraja Okasham, to all the inhabitants of Vraja, Pritim, pleasure, Yachanto, giving, Bala Chestitai, by the activities and pastime of childhood, Kalavakke, and by very sweet broken language, Swakalena, in due course of time, Vatsapalo, to take care of the calves, Babhuvatu, were grown up. Translation: in this way, Krishna and Balram, acting like small boy, talking in half broken language, give transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Vraja. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the calves. Purport: as soon as Krishna and Balram were a little grown up, they were meant for taking care of the calves. Although born of a very well-to-do family, they still had to take care of the calves. This was the system of education. Those who were not born in Brahmana family were not meant for academic education. The Brahmanas were trained in literary academic education. The Kshatriyas were trained to take care of the state, and the Vaishyas learned how to cultivate the land and take care of the cows and calves. There was no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increases the number of unemployed. Krishna and Balram taught us by their personal behavior. Krishna took care of the cows and played his flute, and Balram took care of the agriculture activities with a plow in his hand. So, Darshan the Bhaktivedanta Purport and translation by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshulmilitam Mena Tashmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadandigam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadagamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Shaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschat Desh Tarine हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो बिफोर स्टार्टिंग द क्लास आई सीक ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज एंड दोज हु आर वॉचिंग मी ऑनलाइन स्पेशली हिज होलनेस भक्ति विनोद शुक्ल सिंह महाराज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग ऑन दिस सब्जेक्ट मैटर एंड प्यूरिफाई माई सेल्फ। So we are reading this the childhood pastime of Krishna, chapter 11 from 10th canto, the verse 36 and 37. So here in this pastime we are able to see that how this childhood pastime is not present in Vrindavan, the eternal Vrindavan, but that is happening in this only this material world in a sense. So here Krishna comes to reciprocate and give the same place. Actually enhancing the pleasure of the devotees. And the devotees also have only one goal, that how they can please the Supreme Personality Godhead. And Krishna also acts in the same way. So how now actually this Chandan Yatra is going on. So we are able to see that how this Madhavendpuri, the Gopal deity, he said him that, okay, you get Chandan for me. And then a long way from Vrindavan, he comes to Pur Jagannath Puri to take this sandalwood. And in between, actually, the Supreme Personality Godhead, by his potency and his pastime, he glorifies him, Madhavendra Puri by stealing the kheer. So similarly also here, we are able to see that how much Krishna is eager actually to glorify, and with the dealings with their intimate, the parikars, or you can say that the near and dearest devotees of Lord Krishna. So when actually the devotees, they undergo through these difficult situations, there the qualities is getting enhanced. And other devotees, they are able to understand that, okay, yeah, he is the great devotee. So in this pastime also, like we started from Chandan Yatra. So Chandan also, this sandalwood also looks like another wood. But when we rub, when it goes through this difficult process of rubbing on this seal, some stone, so this fragrance, the smell comes out. So that's how we are able to understand that, okay, how this sandalwood is different from other wood or tree. So similarly here also, the devotees also, they may be looking similar, okay, they are also like us, they are also having two hands, two legs, one mouth, also they are doing the same activities. But how it makes different for them, a great devotee or pure devotee of the Lord, because when they undergo through this tribulation or the difficult times, they actually become more and more Krishna consciousness. And that's how, as in the previous we saw that how elderly gopas, they were actually one day meeting happened, and they all agreed, okay, we have to leave this Gokul, and then they all were moving towards this Vrindavan Dham. So here we are seeing in our life also that, okay, how much actually difficult sometimes we also go for this Navdeep Mandal Parikrama. So we leave here this Mayapur, whatever the devotees come, their residence from here, and they go to places different, kind of temporary, because here also we are able to see that they are not built their house till now, but they had the permanent residence in the Gokul. But now they have left everything just for the pleasing the Supreme Personality Godhead. So similarly, the devotees also in the life in this different Mandal Parikrama, maybe Braj Mandal Parikrama or here Navdeep Mandal Parikrama, we are able to see that how devotees also, they leave their kind of permanent residence here in this Mayapur or the guest house here, and they go to this Parikrama. Why? Just to please the Supreme Personality Godhead, just to please the previous Acharyas. So that's how here also, they also left. There was no another thought also. And everybody agreed. Because in our connection, sometimes we see that we have some health challenge and other thing. We feel that, oh, whether I'm going to get hot water there or not, whether some medical facilities will be there or not. But for the Brajvasis, no another thought. Okay, because Krishna is getting problem, leave everything and go to another place. So that was only their single and last consideration, that okay, we have to please the Supreme Personality Godhead at any cost. So they are not thinking about anything. And that's how actually we are able to see that how when we are loving someone and we have that intimate connection, this renunciation, vairag, this becomes like temporary. They don't have to externally work for that. That, oh, I have to do some renounce something. Oh, I have something. So they never thought also, that, oh, I have something. I have only one thing, that Krishna. And how to please, that was only their consideration. So that's how we see that when we have this love, so we are not thinking about any difficulties and problem to do anything. In Prabhupada's life also we have seen that how he was concerned about all the rules and regulations just to please actually. And just to set example, although he is a Param Bhagavat, I remember one of the past time it happened in the Kumbh Mela. So there some devotees were reluctant actually to take morning bath because it was chilled cold. And then Prabhupada comes out and he takes bath cold and everybody shocked. Oh, Prabhupada took bath. So everybody like. So Prabhupada is teaching through their examples, and the Brajvasis also, they are teaching us through their examples that yes, how we should be Krishna consciousness, how we should serve Krishna. As in the previous, like some class ago, we heard that how we have to do what is pleasing to the Supreme Personality Godhead. And that only, this all residents of Vrindavan, they are teaching us that how we have to please the Supreme Personality Godhead. And many times we see that, as in the Pancharatra also it is written, that how people they are doing different activities. So actually the different sloka is that aradhyo yadi haris tapsa tata kim, naradhito yadi haris tapa tata kim. That when we are serving the Supreme Personality Godhead, what is the use of renunciation? Because we are using everything for the Krishna consciousness. So we don't realize also sometimes that, oh, we have renounced. Because the Brajvasis, they are not able to realize that, oh, they have renounced. But for some material person, it may appear, oh, I have renounced this, oh, I have renounced that. I left my guest house, I came here. Oh, I am doing so much austerities to come to the dham. So that they are able to see because they don't have love. But here when they are totally engaged in the devotional service, this renunciation and other thing, it becomes temporary. Oh, what is this? I remember one of the past time actually, many times people they say this renunciation and other thing is only for the sannyasis and brahmacharis. But it's not like that. In the Prabhupada's life, we saw the three couples, they went to London. They were grihasthas. Even they had this Saraswati, small Saraswati with them, this Malati Mataji. And then they were totally surrendered to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, okay, you have to, you know, expand the preaching. Okay, who will go to this London? And they were agreed. They were hardly knowing that what they will eat, who will give donation, no known person. So they were fully surrendered. So this renunciation is not a matter of brahmachari or sannyasi. This is for those who have love for Krishna. This renunciation comes automatically. They don't have to endeavor externally. So that's how in the Prabhupada's life we have seen. And in the disciples also they have showed us that yes, this is possible and it's very easy. You see, Yamuna Mataji, she writes in this Lilamrit, actually in the fourth, she writes that she was just listening the tape of Prabhupada which was recorded in Los Angeles last time. And she was getting inspiration. And Mukunda Prabhu, that time he was writing that, okay, only one inspiration he was having, that Prabhupada's letters. Prabhupada's letter was coming, that yes, I am coming, yes, I am coming. And they were just getting his, you know, search out that, oh, yes, Prabhupada is coming. I have to make it ready. I have to open a center. So how much dedicated they were. So they are showing through their examples that yes, it's possible. It's not something very, you know, artificial that, oh, you cannot do. Everybody can do. And that's how the Vrindavan Vasis also, they are showing us, yes, if you have love for Krishna, you can do. There is no problem for that. And because of this sacrifice, Krishna is also reciprocating with them. How is he reciprocating with them? Because as in the 36th verse, we are able to see that Ram and Krishna, they are coming towards Vrindavan Govardhan. So Krishna is actually bringing closer and closer all the devotees. Because this Vrindavan, Govardhana, and Yamuna. It's very pleasing to the Supreme Personality Godhead. So later we'll be seeing that how it is pleasing. So here I remember one of the pastimes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, among all the devotees, he was doing some internal sankirtan in the Srivasangan house. He was bringing all the intimate associates and he was doing sankirtan with that intimate devotees. And that's how we are seeing that how Krishna is also bringing all the devotees to his intimate land, that is Vrindavan. And that also near Govardhan, Yamuna. Just to enhance, to reciprocate with them that, okay, yes, I also love you so much. I also want to give you so much. So this is one of the, like, reflection or dealing of Lord Krishna, which we are able to see through this pastime, that how he is also bringing. And it's very, like, difficult also for outside people that how they can understand that how Krishna is also bringing. Because here, when we are seeing that Rama and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan and banks of the river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. Because as a child, we are seeing that when a kid comes, a new place, they are always attached to the mother. Oh, don't leave me, like that. And they don't want to mix with someone, a new person also. And the new place, they don't want to go because they have this fear that I may get lost. You know, then who will be protecting me? But here we are able to see that, yes, they are enjoying as soon as they are seeing, oh, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna. So they are feeling great, you know, kind of happiness within. And it appears that, okay, they are meeting them with after a long time because they were in the Gokul. And so now they are coming. And these, as we are able to know, that Govardhan, among the devotees, he is the greatest because he serves Krishna and his internal associates, the best of the capacities which he has through his caves, mountains, rivers, lakes, or anything, whatever he has position, everything. And in the Govardhan Leela, which we'll see in the later, that how he did Govardhan Leela, and all the devotees were inside. Actually, this lockdown is happening. So the lockdown Krishna did in this Govardhan Leela for the 7 night and days with all the devotees. So to remind that, yes, that how they were dear, and just by seeing them, he is becoming pleased. Many times I see in Mayapur here, especially in Gaur Purnima, the devotees, they are taking darshan in the corner, oh, Jai Radha Madhav, Pandita Narasimha Dev, and immediately they see, oh, that devotee, particularly, they become happy. Oh, and they immediately go to that person or devotee, and then they meet, they greet, and they share their happiness by seeing their face. We can understand that, yeah, they are so happy. And that's how here we are able to see that Krishna is also watching. Oh, Vrindavan, Govardhan, and he's becoming happy. So much internal connection with Krishna and with this Govardhan. So that's how it shows that how much they are internally connected with Krishna. As in the history goes that how it is more dear, because in the Garg Samhita, when Krishna, it is explained that when Krishna was about to come, and then he says to Srimati Radharani that, yes, yes, please come. We all have to go to this material world to enact this pastime. Oh, this, then Radharani is telling, no, I cannot go with them, without them. So who are they? This Govardhan, Vrindavan and Yamuna. These three are very dear actually. So Krishna is saying, don't worry. They are already there. They have, you know, arrived there. So just we have to go. And then Radharani says, okay, thikai, now we can go. So that's how actually we see that how much they are dear to Srimati Radharani. And that's how when somebody is very dear to the dearest devotee of Lord Krishna, he also becomes very dear to Krishna. And many, one of the pastime, I hope it was in Tamal Krishna Maharaj, his only Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So he was telling that Krishna, so about the pastime, Prabhupada was explaining that Krishna, how he came. And then he was telling that, okay, Krishna came, but you all were like very dear, so Krishna kind of accepted them also because they were serving Prabhupada. So it's very important to make connection with the pure devotee, as all the time we are seeing that how when we are making connection with the pure devotees or to the intimate devotees of Lord Krishna, we are also becoming very dear to Krishna. So that's how we have to become more dear to their devotees. We have to serve by the, all the capacities that how we can serve them. And moving ahead here also, this. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boy and talking in half-broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Vraja. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the calves. So here, the broken language. So here also one pastime happened, and similar kind of pastime happened in the Ajamila's life. Ajamila's life also, he was attached with his son, with the broken language. And he became so attached that for the raising the kid, for raising the wife, so-called wife, which was like prostitute, he was serving by all the means, like cheating, gambling, killing, whatever possible way he was doing. But here, in Krishna and Balaram pastime, they are becoming more and more attached. And then Prabhupada actually writes, I'll just read that what he has seen. So generally we see when children goes to new play, actually, he's saying, just like Maharaj Nand and Yasoda were enjoying the childhood pastime of Lord Krishna, the same thing is perfectly reflected in this material world, father's affection, child activities. So Ajamila, what he was doing? Cheating, stealing, gambling. This was his life's profession. But here, Brajvasi, they are more attached to Krishna, and how they are growing to serve Lord Krishna. So this was actually in the one of the class in 13 December 70, Indore, 6-1-22-25. So Prabhupada is explaining that, yes, the similar kind of pastime, that how, when it is not related to Krishna, we are becoming attached, and we are doing some other activities, which is taking away from Krishna. But here, for in Krishna's life, they all were attached to Krishna. And they are becoming more and more attached. And here we are able to see that how, in the previous slokas, that all the Brajvasis, the ladies, they were actually keeping Krishna. And Krishna was not even a moment, he was thinking to go away. And so nicely they were taking care of the Krishna and Balaram, that they were just sitting over there without any problem. And that's a great like lesson for us. For actually in the modern society, for the Matajis, that how they should be taking care of the kids. Because many times we see, like we travel, we see, okay, the wife is there, the husband is there, they both have their mobiles. And the kid also, they have their mobile. They both are busy, their kids trying to, you know, reciprocate with the mother or the father. They are busy in their mobile, okay, something is going on. We don't know what is happening. And they just say to kid, okay, you also take some mobile, you also play, okay, somebody is coming, okay, you take this now, this playmate, and then you play with this toy or something. But here they are teaching that, yes, how much sacrifice and the investment we are doing, that much attachment and that much reciprocation we are getting. So that the Brajvasis, that the Yasoda and all the gopis, they are teaching us that how we should be attached to Krishna, how should we should be actually serving Krishna. So that actually the outside people, they can't understand that what is the investment actually. This investment is guaranteed. And that's how people, they are suffering. They feel that, oh, why they are not taking care of us in the old days? Because there was no investment. There is no love. There is no reciprocation. So from where they are going to learn? That yes, we also have to take care, because they have not got some, you know, care in the beginning. So they also think that, okay, these relations are like superficial. Okay, just, you know, father, mother, I have got it. I was just telling that how this, nowadays the modern parents, they have to take care of their kids, because when we are giving this love and care, so the child also, they are able to feel, they are experienced that, yes, I am getting this love, the reciprocation, and they also reciprocate. But what happens in the modern scenario? Everybody is busy in their own life. They don't have time for others. They are busy with their gadgets. They are busy with their own life. So that's how the children, they are not able to understand that how they have to take care of their parents, the elderly, and they just land in the old age homes and nobody is there to take care. So the Brajvasi, they are teaching us that yes, how we also have to take care of our kids, how we have to impart the sanskar to them. So this is very important actually. The Brajvasi's whole life is lessons for us that how we can serve, how we can actually become happy in our life. Because as we have seen, the sacrifice anything, whatever it appears externally very difficult, it's very pleasing. Prabhupada writes in the purport in the Bhagavad Gita that how the mother in this summer season, she's not refused to go and cook in the kitchen, although it's so hot, because she's actually loving Krishna. Means like here in this out they are serving, but here in this material world also they have this love. The mother is having that small love towards their kid. And Prabhupada said there is some small love actually between the mother and children. That small love is reflected here in this material world when the mother is serving through that selfless service. So external people, they think that, oh yes, it's very high kind of renunciation. But this is actually love. When the love is there, there's no consideration of this kind of sacrifice. Oh, what is this sacrifice? They are not able to even realize also. It goes like this, okay. So that's how we are able to see from here. So this is one of the section actually, that how Krishna is dealing with his internal associates. And then Prabhupada gives the another way in the purport actually. Purport, he tells that how the people, they are living their life artificially and how this has brought a kind of problem to us. But if we go back to this normal way of life, to serve, to please, and to be intimated in this connection, then our life also become very happy. Then we don't have to externally do something extra endeavor for that. So as here we are seeing, Prabhupada especially emphasized that about the Varnasram system and how it is very important. And especially one thing which he says, there was no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increase the number of unemployed. So now in modern scenario, we are able to see that people, they are actually, they have one concern, that our kid should be trained in some technical education so that he will be earning more money. And as Prabhupada says, the unemployment, because the technical education increases means it will take away the employment of maybe 10, 20, 100. So that's actually the technical job. How to reduce the work from the human resources, that is actually happening. Because the machine, as soon as the machine will come, the employment will go away. But the population is increasing. And unemployment is the cause of that. Not because like that. Because people, they are not actually properly engaged. According to Varna and Ashram, as here in the translation is said, they became old enough to take care of the calves. According to Varna and Ashram, if they are engaged, then there is no problem. But here, because we all are taking birth, Janma Jayate Sudra, like, in this material world, we are taking birth as a Sudra. And we are not trying, actually, through the sanskar. Sanskar, we have to become Dvija, the Brahmanas, and then we have to grow up. And that's how this whole sanskar, this process is there, that how we can also become purify ourselves and raise our consciousness through one level to another level. So different purificatory levels are there. Through the sanskaras, we purify ourselves. So that people, they are not able to understand. And rather going to this purification ceremonies or taking of care of their gunas, they put everyone, okay, you go. Like nowadays, we are able to see that how the kids are from the very beginning, from the maybe 2 years or 3 years, they are going to the kids' school. What knowledge do they have? But they are going to learn. That time actually they need the care and love from their mothers. And the natural way of growing up. Rather they are growing naturally, they are living artificial life. And that is actually the problem, because they think that, okay, this is only the life, that we have to only read so much load of the bag, so many books, so many assignments, and then once you come out from the college school, you have to just earn money, and that is the way of happiness. So they have forgot the relation, that how they have to reciprocate. And that's how we see the people when they meet actually in real life, it's very difficult for them to reciprocate or to deal with them. Many people, they are not able to tolerate others' opinion, another thing. So this is the problem, because they have moved from the real life to some real life, or you can say the fake life in this material world. So that's why we have to understand that how we have to live in real life. And this is one of the greatest examples, that how they have shown actually here, that one meeting, not that very much meeting, oh, we have to go to the authority, the proper channel, and then the resolution will come, and then we will move towards Braja. No. One meeting, everything finished. Everybody agreed, okay, okay, now we are going to move. That's all. So this is the scenario which we are able to see, that when we have this kind of intimate connection, when we are living our life as a real life, there is no problem, there is no kind of blockage in our dealings with other devotees, because everybody understands others. So that's why it's very important. So this unemployment, and we have searched this nut bolt civilization. Prabhupada always, more than 13 places, like in this Vedavesh we searched. So this nut bolt civilization, Prabhupada smashed like anything. What is this nut bolt civilization? They all are going, because after this education, where they are going to go? The factories. Factories, what they are producing? Nut and bolts. But what they are going to eat? Prabhupada asked in this Caracas morning walk, actually, in this 1975. So in Caracas morning walk, he was just walking, and then many devotees were there. And then Prabhupada says that, what is the production? Where is the production of food? They are just going to the factories. They are getting nut and bolts. Are they going to eat that one? They are increasing these all things. So that we are able to see that now, because now we have this realization actually due to this lockdown. One thing is that the world economy has crashed. Why they have crashed? Because the reason is that people, they are purchasing only those things which they need. So there is a place for the need, but there is no place for the greed, because greed will increase more and more. And that's how Prabhupada wants that, okay, how we have to live our life, simple living and high thinking. Not that high living and simple thinking. Simple living and high thinking. That's the main agenda actually Prabhupada's mission mood here. That yes, he is encouraging everyone that you become normal. Live simple life. What do you need? The food, grains, and then the milk, some land where you can grow this food. And this Vaisyas actually, that's their job. Krishi, Vanijya, Goraksha, these are the main occupation for them. So that's why we are able to understand that yes, why Prabhupada is stressing again and again. Because this motor car civilization will stop. The people, they need food. People, they need shelter. And as long we are in the harmony in this nature, that much we are able to get the shelter from the Supreme Personality Godhead. But if we try to exploit this nature of the Supreme Personality Godhead, it's going to throw back the same scenario in us. So that's why we have to understand what is my responsibility. First of all, we have to realize what is my responsibility. Because here it says, Prabhupada is writing that, those who are not in the Brahmana families were not meant for academic education. So how we can become Brahmana? Through the sanskaras, the purificatory process, when we are reaching to that level. Unless we have this academic kind of this qualities of Brahmanas. As we have seen in this in the life of Lord Krishna, Krishna was there, Sudama was there, they all were in the Gurukul. So both of them were Gurukul, but later Sudama became Brahman according to this nature and guna, and Krishna became Kshatriya. He was ruling in Dwarka. So this is the nature actually when we are growing. So Guru or in the Gurukul, the teacher is watching us, that what is his nature? Oh, this is like that. Okay, so you go to that. And previously actually, this Varna and Ashram was kind of perfectly pure, that everybody was knowing that, okay, Brahmana's son is going to become Brahmana, the Kshatriya's son is going to become Kshatriya, because they were inheriting all the qualities and exhibiting also those qualities. But nowadays, they are not exhibiting that qualities. Prabhupada gives the example of the Kshatriyas. Previously, Kshatriyas were in the forefront. They were just fighting with the, you know, okay, I'm going to fight. But nowadays, they are at the back. They are just pushing the button. Okay, the bomb will bombard to that place. So that's how we are able to see that how, unless we understand our guna and karma, we are going to create problem more and more. And this is the happening actually, because here those who are not having the rights, they are going to the schools, they are taking all this thing and they are getting unemployment. Because that is not their nature. Because that is not their nature, and that's how they become frustrated. Sometimes they resign from the job and they try to search something else. Because we cannot generalize. Everybody is having different nature. Although in our Krishna consciousness, when we are coming, so yes, we have the training of, okay, you have to chant 16 now, you have to follow the 480 principles. But what is important, because different times we see that, okay, the different devotees, they are engaged according to different their nature. Somebody likes deity worship. Because when we, many times we see, the deities are decorated so nicely. Oh, just amazed. When we go and see, oh, so nice. Who has decorated this? Because he has that skill. Somebody cooks so nice for Krishna because he has that art, cooking art. Somebody likes to clean, somebody likes to do many things. So different persons, they have different skills, they have different things. So it is happening due to the guna and karma. They have different things and they are acting according to that. And when they are acting according to that, that enhances actually the service to the Supreme Personality Godhead. And that's why we see in this, the life of all the gopis and others, how they are also serving in their different capacities. Mother Yasoda, she's taking care. The gopas, they are also with them in the forest. The Nand Maharaj, such in the previous slokas which Nitachandi Mahaprabhu took. So in that he was explaining that how there were some people who were taking care of the ladies, the elderly, and then the kids, and some animals or the calves, we can say, because they have this only godhan. So they were taking. So different persons, they had different capacities. And Krishna likes that. You reciprocate, you don't act artificially. You serve in a natural way so that we can enhance our service in that mode. Because until we act in that way, we are not going to justify ourselves. And that's how we see in the lives of Prabhupada. Prabhupada engaged all the devotees because he was very expert. And he gave a different person, okay, you want to do this? Okay, you want to write? Or you want to distribute books? Okay, take it. Take the services. So he gave everybody in the different services according to their nature. And that's how devotees expanded the movement. With just moment, you know. It was like appearing that, okay, I have this opportunity, that opportunity. And every devotee was going, okay, yes, I have to preach, I have to that. And Prabhupada is guiding that, okay, how you can expand the preaching. And when Prabhupada was in the Los Angeles, and from there he goes to actually New Vrindavan, and then he addresses from there to the devotees of London, that what you have to do? You have to do Harinam Sankirtan. He writes in Prabhupada Lila, which is written in the fourth volume, that yes, you do Harinam Sankirtan, you arrange the programs, and then Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he's arranging the programs with all the government officials, and it became big, huge, and that comes actually in the news article with the Little Saraswati, and then later also the same article was published in US, one of the newspapers, and Prabhupada was very pleased, yes, now we are getting success. So Prabhupada, you know, engaged everyone according to the nature, and the people, the devotees, they were acting in that way, and they were succeeding. Actually, and that's how Prabhupada wants, that yes, if we are engaged also in that, in the nature, whatever we nature we have, we can serve in the best capacities and we can expand this movement without having any artificial way. And then here is Krishna took care of the cows and played his flute, and Balaram took care of the agriculture activity with a plow in his hand. So Krishna, as he was always enjoying, and Balaram is more kind of in that way, so he was taking care of the plows. So this is very important, that yes, we have to realize our nature. Until unless we realize our nature, we cannot reciprocate. And taking care of, here, because they are small actually, so they were taking care of the calves, not the big cows. So the Brajvasi is also teaching that yes, how you have to train according to the age. Okay, now this age, you give this education. Now this age, like this. Gradual process, that how the children will also learn. So this is one of the actually important aspect, that how the elderly people are important in our life, because they are giving this sanskar. And this was one of the argument actually why Arjun was not fighting. Arjun was telling that if I am going to kill this all elderly people, what will happen to the family traditions? So this is very important, that yes, the elderly peoples are very important, because they are imparting this knowledge one by one. Okay, take this one, take that, and then gradually grow up. So taking care of the elderly people, because they have this much rich experience which they can share, and every moment they can actually correct us, so that we can be in line and we can grow nicely. So these are the some of the thoughts. Now we will just summarize that what actually we learn from here. So as we started, that how this Krishna consciousness, when we are serving to the Supreme Personality Godhead, we are becoming more pleased, and Krishna is also reciprocating with us in a similar way. In that past time we saw that how Krishna is bringing actually all the Brajvasis to the intimate land of Vraj, and in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, that how he did Harinam Sankirtan with his intimate associates in Srivas Angan. And this Vairagya or renunciation is not only kind of, we can say, property of brahmacharis or sannyasis. It is for everyone, and it becomes very easy when we are loving to the Supreme Personality Godhead. And in that love, when we are doing, we get lot of spiritual advancement, which we have seen from the three couples, that how they went to London and how Prabhupada was guiding them and the inspiration what they were getting. And here Krishna and Balaram, that as soon as they saw the Yamuna, Vrindavan, they become pleased. So this is one of the very important aspect, that how we have to reciprocate with the other devotees and the loved one to whom we love. And Krishna and Balaram, here it is said that talking in a half-broken language. So here we saw the two, means one analogy from Ajamila life, that how Ajamila also got attached to this half-broken language, and he was a kind of implicated in this material world. But here the Brajvasis also, they got attached to this broken language, but they advanced. And then we saw that how Prabhupada came to the another aspect, that was the artificial way of life. In that he says that artificially we should not go to the educational system and then create unemployment. We have to go through our nature so that we can be in harmony with the nature and we can get the mercy of the Supreme Personality Godhead. And that's where he emphasizes the varna and ashram, and seeing a simple living and high thinking. And in that concept also we saw that how the elderly people are very important in our life, because they have the experience and they are giving this different actually phases, that how we can grow, teaching all the sanskaras, everything to us. Okay, so Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So if you have any correction, comments.
They don't want
this comment, Maharaj. Okay. So, can I repeat? Okay, so Maharaj is telling that in general people, they don't want simple living and high thinking. They want motor cars, they want mobile phones, and etc. So, and they don't want to work in the field. Is it, Maharaj? So how they will be getting this knowledge in their life? How can we do about this? So yes, as many devotees, actually this is the best time actually for everyone, which I'm getting, some of the reflection which I'm getting through the newspapers and other, which I'm just sharing, that now people, they are realizing due to this lockdown situation that yes, we need, they have their, like different, we can say mansions, they have in different places, they have different kind of resort areas where they go for their vacations, they have many cars, they have many relatives, they have many gadgets, but they are able to realize that, yes, although we have, but how much happiness we are going to get? Because now in this material world, the actual thing which they need, that is the food and shelter and a good health. And how this is going to come? Because the primary necessity is in now the food. So now they are able to realize that every moment actually they are getting some understanding that yes, what is in general we require. Because they have lived their life long way, which I am seeing through the different posts, that how different celebrities, they are cooking in their houses. And they are now able to realize the importance of food also. Previously we have money, we take full plate, eat something and then throw rest. We don't realize that, oh, this food is so important. Somebody has worked so hard. Somebody, you know, grown this food. But now due to this lockdown, they are able to realize that, yes, we have this situation. We should not waste this food. And many people, they are outside starving. They are dying. So actually nature is giving them lesson. And we all, as a Krishna conscious devotee, we are always, when somebody comes here, we have to show through our example. And this is the best example when they are coming to Sridham Mayapur. Because the devotees are sitting, they are also sitting in the Gada Bhavan. And they are taking prasadam and devotees are just cleaning the plate like, you know, as it was cleaned previously. And they are just shocked. Huh? They ate all the thing. Everything, nothing is in the plate. And they are thinking, yes, I also should eat. I remember in my life actually when I came, and this is my personal example, I came first, I was not that much okay, whatever they gave. And I saw the devotees, oh, they are whatever taking, they are eating. They are not wasting food. So it was like inspiration for me. And I go meet different people. They are also saying, you all are people are very good because you don't waste time, you don't waste energy. Because they have experience. They waste energy in the train. They don't turn off the lights and fans. And they see, okay, devotees. When the devotees, they come out from the train or even in the rooms, they switch off. They turn off the lights and fans. And that like inspiration for them. So we cannot force someone, but when they come to us and through our example, we can at least inspire some of them. And when some of them they are taking gradually, it kind of creates a movement, which I saw in the life of all the three couples. They went to London. And it was like very difficult, 35 years of preaching of the sannyasis. They could only inspire one person. But here the three couples went and they just showed through their example. And many people, they started taking up Krishna consciousness. And when this news went to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was just pleased. Oh, so nice that you have set such a nice example. So yes, they have set the example for us. And if we just follow them, it's possible. It may take time. That was my understanding, Maharaj, if anything corrects. Okay, so we'll stop here. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki, Jaya Nitai Gaur Premanandini.